Musa. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the two sons of Aaron were nifter. When they came close to Hashem, they died. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, davar al Aaron l'chicha, al yovei b'choleis al ha-kodesh mi-beis la-pereches. Speak to Aaron, your brother, and you should not come to the inside, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, unless it's Yom Kippur. So I'm going to Moshe Feinstein at Sally, asks a question. What was said to Moshe in that first pasuk? It says in the first pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nei Bnei Aaron, Bekavosim Ovnei Hashem Vayamusim. So it doesn't say over there what he said. Now, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Daber al Aaron Achicha. So the second pasuk tells me what he said, but what was the dibur in the first pasuk? The Torah doesn't tell us what Hashem said to Moshe. So what is that? So Moshe said that gufa, the karvasim of Nei Hashem vayamuzu, that gufa is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. The etzem fact, the very fact that two of the G'dayli Hadar were nifter because of a chait, from there you see the chaymer hadvarim, how strict it is, and how somebody has to be careful not to be over even on the slightest thing. And Mimela, since they were nifter, now we have to see what we could do to prevent that. So the first dibur was take a look. They were nifter, and it was a dakas dik avera. It wasn't really such a clear cut avera. So it's a machlokes and chazal exactly what they did. It's not so clear cut. They brought a strange fire, the Torah says. But so the first thing is b'karvasim of Hashem v'yamusu. By them coming close to Hashem, they were nifter, and that means we have to set an alarm over there to be able to prevent it for the future. So you see from over here that any tiny nidnud, any tiny movement away from the straight path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a davar hachomer that even from the gedele hagdolim, not even aviu, that the pasuk says about them, "Bekroy vayakodesh." Hashem's name becomes sanctified when tzaddikim are punished, because then people learn that if tzaddikim are punished, kal v'chaymer, we will be punished. So that was the first nekuda. Bekarvasim of Hashem vayamusu, that sets off an alarm. We have to do something about it, and that means that the slightest change, deviation from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is something to worry about. There's a mice that happened in the times of the Chofetz Chaim, that a bunch of the maskilim, they always used to like to make trouble for the yeshivas. So they decided they wanted to make trouble for the yeshiva in Radin. L'shem Shemayim, of course, you know. It's not sanitary, there's too many people there. So a group of doctors, maskilim, got together to see what we could do to help the yeshiva in Radin, to make it more sanitary, maybe less people, maybe, you know, they were talking about it, maybe getting the government involved, all, you know, l'shem Shemayim, of course. So there was a doctor called Dr. Shabbat, that I think the Chofetz Chaim used to use in Vilna. He was respected from a Yidden, but he himself was not from, he was one of these maskilim. So Chofetz Chaim wrote him a letter, and he said the following. He said, you should know that Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is flourishing and everything is good, and the Bochum get meals three times a day and they go to sleep at night and everything is wonderful. He builds up it. Then as a footnote, as a P.S., he says, I just want to remind you what it says in the Pasuk, He shamru lachem alois bohar unugaya bekotzeyu. Guard yourselves against going up the mountain and touching its edge. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strict with touching a mountain, Kal V'Chaymer, how strict he is with when you rear on Talmidei Chachamim, and Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Benoy Shel Kal V'Chaymer, when you rear on the Torah, that's already Yosef, that Chofetz Chaim did right. But that's what we could learn. When you rear on the Torah in the slightest little change, Kal V'Chaymer, Ben Benoy Shel Kal V'Chaymer, what the ramifications are. Just a funny story. I said over when I was a Rebbe in Telz, so every Shabbos I say over the Rei Torah, you know, different Rei Torah. So I said over this Dvar Torah, not without the Ma'aseh, just the word that Chofetz Chaim said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so makbid on touching a mountain, Kal V'Chaymer, tell me the Chachamim. As I uttered the words from my mouth, there was an earthquake. Mamish, an earthquake. It's a pachat pradim, you know, he's never been one. It was frightening, mamish, but you felt like the ground was crumbling underneath you. The kids were like, you know, stunned. But mamish, as the words came out of my mouth, I thought I was falling over. It was like a mamish, the pel of the gazak. But that's, when it comes to Dvar Moshev Kedusha, the slightest change in Dvar Moshev Kedusha is you just don't do. Interesting. This is a maisa that they said over in Tells. Apparently he made a big roshim in its time. It happened before I came. But the Rosh Yeshiva of Motel Katzatzal, he gave a shmuz in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash was packed. There was not a seat to be found. So a couple of bachrim, you know, they went out and they brought a bench into the Beis Medrash. So he made a machoz on the Vissazayin in a yeshiva. On a bank on Rosh Yeshiva. You don't do things on your own. You know, that memory was like, and apparently in other yeshivas they had the same kind of a thing. Without asking Rishus on your own, you don't, Rishon Shvagron, what's that over? He got it over the head. He, I think he was in Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, or maybe in Chevron. So, it was a time, I forgot to read what day it was. So he went over in the middle on his own to instruct the chazan. Today we don't say tachna. So he went over. So Leib Chasm was on the Mizrachvant. He made an announcement. He says, Yedda Eina Arup from the Mizrachvant. We have a new pesach over here. And it was the Ganser Meise. And he taught him a lesson. He says, you know, you're not a Babasi. You have to adhere to the disciplines and the strictures of the yeshiva. When it comes to Dvar Moshev Kedusha, you have to be very, very careful, especially. Because within the onon, within the cloud, I will appear on the kapayres. So Rashi says, Ki tomid ani nirisham im amud anoni. I always appear there with the pillar of the cloud. Because I'm a gal of the Shekhinah there, Yizor Shloyar Galova. He has to be careful not to come there regularly. Once a year, Vizel. So Chaim Shmulevitz, that's all said there from over here, you see, a Moyridike Yisoid in the nature of a person. It says in the Navi Yecheskel, Kapitel Memvov, Memvov, Pasik Tes. When the people used to come in front of Hashem on Yontif, on the Regolim, someone that came through the northern entrance went out through the south. He went the opposite way. Why was he so careful in warning them, don't go out the same way that you came? So the Chosid Yaivit says, because if you're going to go back and forth in the same door, we're afraid you might get used to it. It's going to be like your house, like your apartment. And the Beis HaMikdash has to be Choshev in your world. The Beis HaMikdash has to be something that's special. It's something of a Hischashus. So you see over here a Moiridiki Chiddush. You see that even though you're standing in front of the Shekhinah, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't stam a building. You could feel the Shekhinah. There was especially in Bais Rishon, you were literally able to feel the Shekhinah, and the Kedusha had a Moiridiki Roshon. It was an unbelievably powerful experience. You go to a Siyam HaShas, you know, you feel that was an experience. That's nothing. Zero Shabbos zero compared to the experience of being in the Beis HaMikdash, mamish, where you were able to feel the Shekhinah. So, and Afal Pikein, with that powerful feeling, there's the chashash. If you come out the same door that you went in, that, you know, we're worried that it might become a regibus. So, Ramosha Sternbuch is Moshe, that's the Indian over here. By Aaron, by Yovi, B'cholais HaKadosh. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's beyond what anybody could imagine, the Shekhinah being there. Was a taiva that everybody had to come close to the Shekhinah, and it was an unbelievable feeling. And you're talking about the powerful feeling of the Shekhinah. You're talking about Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and after he came, the Torah warns him, if you're going to come b'chaleis al hakodesh, you're going to become murgul b'kach. You're going to get used to it, and you're going to lose the roshim. So kal b'chaymer ben b'noishel kal b'chaymer, what are we simple people supposed to say when it comes to davening, and it comes to any dorish of Kedusha? If we're not careful, we get used to it, and then it becomes like nothing in our eyes. And this is why Chassidim HaRishonim, HaYushayim Shoh Achas L'fnei HaTfila and Shoh Achas L'Achar HaTfila. And you just walk in and start davening. You know, they prepared themselves, they sat down, and they thought over, what am I doing? They were misalik any other machshavas from themselves an hour before and an hour after. Literally, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the question. They were so busy with Tfila. You know, so one didn't have time to learn. It was literally an hour before and an hour after. It's goofy because of this, because they didn't want to become murgul b'kach, and every tefillah had to be an experience. B'zois yovei aron al ha-kodesh. With this aron should come to the kodesh b'par ben bakar l'chatas ba'ay l'oyla. So Rashi says b'zois is b'gematria 410. This is a remez, Bezois, I'm sorry, Zois is Begamatria 408, which is, I'm sorry, Rashi says, Abimez Ve'eser, remez, Lushnei Bayis Rishain. It's a remez to the years of Bayis Rishain. So the question is, why is only, first of all, first up is Bayis Rishain is Merumez over here. What does the Torah want to tell us over here? So the Maskil of David says, Pirushan Rashi, he says, by Bayis Rishon, the Kahanim Gedolim were Chashuvim, they were on a very high Madrega, and Mimela is considered like Aaron was Kayim even during Bayis Sheni, by Bayis Rishon, because it says, Talmud Hogun, and Ayos the Kahanim followed with the Mesoira of Aaron HaKayin, it was like Aaron HaKayin was still around during Bayis Rishon. Lefidus, it's also Miyushiv, why it's not Meramis to Bayis Sheni. Why is it only Meramis to Bayis Rishon? Because we know that during Bayis Sheni, the Kahanim, many of them were not the way they should have been. Many of them died. It was like a cheshbon of over 300 Kahanim Gedolim that died during the period of Bayis Sheni. So, Hayos, they didn't follow in the footsteps of Aaron. Hashem Lefidus, that is why it's not Merumis. Now, I was thinking of another reason. Why is Dafka Bayis Rishon? I'll be something that we said a number of weeks ago, a Yisoid from Yankiv Kamenetsky. Says, a Moridiki Yisoid. Yankiv Kamenetsky says that the emesis is Muchach from the Gemara, that in Bayis Sheni, they knew where the Oren was. The Gemara says, it was hidden under the Beis HaMikdash. They knew exactly where it was, and yet they didn't bring it up. So Yankov says the reason for that is it was Bekavon, because Bayis Sheni was not supposed to be. It was only supposed to be a Bayis Rishon with a Churban, and we were supposed to be in Golos all the way throughout until Mashiach comes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael was not going to be able to make it all the way till the Gula Shleima. V'haraya and Bavel Gufa, Golos Bavel, that intermarried with Goyish women. There were many that were Mechal Shabbos, which for that reason had to be Mesakin Mukhtse. There was a terrible clap to Klal Yisrael and Ruchni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that if this goes all the way, they're not going to make it through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a temporary base on Migdosh by Yesheni. They should be Mechazik themselves during that period of time. There was a Chizuk of Torah Shebal Peh, which has kept Klal Yisrael going throughout the ages. And Hashem if he said, And after the Churban, we managed to survive, and Torah Shebal Peh, we flourished during the period of Bayis Sheni. That is really what we're holding on to, what keeps us going throughout the Golos. And Rav Yaakov explains, this is why they spoke the spoken language in Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni was Aramaic. And that's why Talmud Yerushalmi was not written in Loshon Kodesh, it was written in Aramaic. Tavos, because to remind Klal Yisrael, you're still Be'etzim in Golos. Be'etzim, there shouldn't have been a Beis HaMikdash over here. Be'etzim, you still should have been in Golos. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with us. He gave us this reservoir of Kayach to keep us going throughout the Golos. And this is why, even though they knew where the Aron was, they didn't bring it up. because they knew that this wasn't really supposed to be a time of Hashras Hashkenah. So he's a Rav Yankiv. So if you that you can understand why it's only Merumah's Bayis Rishon and not Bayis Sheni. Because really that was supposed to be the only Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Sheni came as a you know, to save them as a Hatzolah Purim to B'Shas Nais. V'nosan es HaKtoiris Ava Eishel Fnei Hashem. You should place the Ketoiris on the fire before Hashem. V'chisa anan HaKtoiris es HaKapoiris Asher Ava Eidus. And the cloud of the Ketoiris, the smoke of the Ketoiris should cover the Kapoiris. The Lo Yomus and he won't be Nifter. This Pasuk was a major machloikis between the Tzedukim and the Chachamim of how the Ketoiris has to be done. The Chachamim held that you have to wait till you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you put the Ketoiris into the coals, and then the smoke goes up mamish when you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tzedukim held not like that. Tzedukim held you do it before you go in, and when he goes in, the smoke is already coming up. Each one of them brought rayas from Sukkim. The Chachamim brought a rayah from this pasuk over here. V'nosan es haktoires ala eish ufnei Hashem. When is the Nesina? In front of Hashem. And the Tzedukim had a rayah from a different pasuk. But an interesting thing is the Torah's Kohenim brings down a reasoning, a svara that the Tzedukim said. And it sounds like a very good svara. Said a very good svara. Because when you have guests, it was the minhag in those days, they used to have incense in the house to smell up the house. So when you invite guests, so it's the pshat, you're going to put the incense right in front of them to shoot up in their face. You don't do that. You prepare it outside, you know, and the smoke has already coming up. Then you bring it in front of the guests. So it's like that by a bus of a dumb, Kal v'chaymer, the covet of Melech, Malchi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely you have to accord that covet and not to do it right b'shas nice inside, but to do it to do it outside. So what's talking the answer to that? It's a logical time. So I saw in the Sefer Eitzvah's Panini HaTorah, says a movie the Kipshat. Mamish. He says, just to understand their question a little bit better, same thing, you have guests in your house. Are you going to cook the meal on the table in front of them? How can I do that? Right? You cook a meal in the kitchen and then you bring it in on platters or whatever. But to cook it in front of us, b'chol not derech kavod. So that's really what our minhag is to do. The Kohen Gadol, the Ohel, the Mamish, cook it in front of Hashem. What's the pshat? So he says, a gevaldig yeteres, since geboitan harabeinu b'chayim. He says, by a basar of a dom, dikr is the tachlis, what comes out. People are not interested in the cooking. They're interested in a nice, juicy steak. They're interested in nice, juicy things that come along with it. So the preparation of it is not really important to them. So to prepare in front of them is not derech kavod. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the work that goes into it, that is really the ikar of the carbon. So the preparation of it, doing it in front of Hashem, that is a tremendous chavivus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hachana, the effort, the work. And Mimela, that is what the halach is, and that's the way we do it, Taka, that we put it in front of Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The avoda gufa, that is the chavivus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a tremendous chizuk, because, you know, some people don't have as many opportunities as others, and some people, you know, different situations. And people always feel bad, I'm not accomplishing, I'm not. There's more than just the accomplishments. There's the effort that goes into the accomplishment. There's the famous word from the Chofetz Chaim. You know, we say in the tefillah, by learning, Anu Amelum Vehem Amelum. Anu Amelum Umekablam Schar, Vehem Amelum Ve'enu Mekablam Schar. Chaim asks, like the goyim, they work and they don't get paid for it. They get paid for their work. So what does that mean? Vehema meilum ve'ena mekablam schar. Says Marshall Ma'adover Diamond. Fellow takes his shoes to a shoemaker. See, he has a choice. There's this old guy on the block that's been working there for years, you know, and there's a new fellow that opened up with all the newest equipment and the machinery. He figures he'll give the old shoemaker panosa. He goes to the shoemaker, he tells him I have a pair of shoes, when it's going to be ready? By the end of the week. comes at the end of the week and the guy's still clopping with the old-fashioned hammer and the nails like he did 50 years ago. And he's still clopping nail by nail. He says, can I have my shoes? He says, not ready yet. He said, when? He said, next week. Comes back next week. Nacha week, you know. Finally, he comes back and he says, I have my shoes. So he says, yeah, they're ready. He brings them. How much is that going to be? It'll be $200. $200 for a pair of shoes, Meshuggah. He says, it took me 3.5 weeks to work on it. What are you talking about? So he said, wait a minute. He says, I'm not paying you for the work that you put into it. I could have gone to the other guy. He would have had it in 3 days. He would have charged me, you know, $10, $15. You know, I'm not paying you for the work. I'm paying you for the results. That's the pshat. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. Anu amelim v'kabim star. V'heim amelim v'einam v'kabim star. In the Goyish world, it's what have you done for me lately? What have you accomplished? Over there, they pay for the results. By us, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anu amelim, and he pays for the amelus. A fellow could harve over a shtickle, harve over a block tomorrow, and he only gets a little bit done. Right? But he gets schar for the amelus, even if he didn't accomplish. In the Goyish world, it's not like that. They don't get schar for the amelus. They get schar for the result. By us, we get schar for the amelus, for the avoida, and that's the chashivas over here by the Ketores. This is also why Chazal say in Kiddushin, mitzvah bo yoishim yibishluchay. You have a mitzvah, it's more of a mitzvah for you to do than the shliach. Even though the results will be accomplished, but the esek in it, the doing it, that is chaveh by HaKadosh Baruch. That's the limud from the Ketores. There's a beautiful pshat I saw from Rav Pam, Parshas Kedoshim. Hecheach toichiach asamisecha v'loisiso lov chet. Give your friend Musar v'loisiso lov chet, and don't carry an avera based on it. You have to be moichiach him in a way where he doesn't get mevuzah. So Rav Pam Zatzal said a beautiful pshat. There's two ways of giving toichiach. One way of giving teichacha is specifying what the aveira was and going into it, how chumradik it is, what you did wrong, and laying it on thick, how terrible the aveira was. That might make an impression because the fellow hears clearly what he did wrong with the clarity, with the ankus, with all those things. But it has its disadvantages also because the tendency of a person is to put up his defenses. When you attack him, when he gets accused, nobody likes to be accused, and he puts up his defenses. And then subconsciously he thinks, maybe it's not really so bad, the fellow's exaggerating a little bit. And if it left the Rosh and B'Shas Mais, it dissipates rather quickly. There's another way of giving Teichach, and that is not by building up the Aveira, but by building up the person. Amish, such a choshev fellow, you know, you're Ben Taira, and you're this, and you're that. Psst. So he passed this for you to do something like that. That leaves a much greater reaction. Why? Because it's mixed with COVID. Everybody likes COVID. You know, everybody likes to be built up. Everybody likes to be complimented. So if it comes time to compliment, Adarabha, that leaves a bigger impression. Hagam the Aveira might not be, specified the way it really is, over if you're looking for it to have an impact on the person, that has a much greater impact. That is really the ideal way of doing it. So Mimela, that's the pshat over here in the pasuk. It's merumas in the pasuk over here. Don't raise up the aveira to such a very high level because he's going to put up his defenses. Work on the person himself. Don't elevate the chait, because that just could end up backfiring. Famous story, Rabbi Dr. Avraham Yehoshua Tversky, the Chronicle of Racha, he said over one, he used to say it over Keseder. He was a kid, he was a very, very bright kid, he was an Aluyisha kid. And amongst other things, he was a whiz at playing chess. He lived in Milwaukee, his father was a Chassidish Rebbe there. And there always used to be people passing by, traveling through, guests. So one time there was a Choshev Talmud Chacham, he was passing by and he heard that this kid played chess. So he challenged him to a game of chess on Shabbos. Shabbos, said, yeah, it's okay, don't worry, it's a kid. So they played, whatever. And his father found out about it. So he gets a message, his father wants to speak to him. He knew right away what this is. He knocks on the door of his father's room. His father's sitting over a Gemara, and he's standing there. And the father's looking into the Gemara. So he says, Abuchavidi, Masmid, not this. And he builds him up, you know. So he passed Spiel and Shach, Shabbos. It's astonished. He first built him up, and then afterwards he says, Ostum Gigayim Shachmat, did you at least give him a checkmate? That was the end of the Taikri. So he says, there's such brilliance in that. First he built him up. Then he said, he's like pastors. And then he said, you know, did you at least win? You know, there was the human side of the Taikacha, which makes, you know, makes you identify so much with it, you know, and had a tremendous ration. Well, see, so of chaytik was not to raise up the aveira. The ikar is to build up the person and make a ration on him. You want to be makayim the tachlis of the teichacha getting through. So a beautiful pshat. Mipnei seva tokum v'hadar to pnei zakim. For an old person, you should stand up and be mechabed zakim. V'yoreisam eloikecha ani Hashem. You should fear your Elohim. I am Hashem. There's a Gemara in Brachas that Chav Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says Reb Zeira, he once felt very weak and he couldn't concentrate on his learning. So what did he do? I can't concentrate on learning. So he sat down near the door of the Beis Medrash and he said, when the Chachamim will pass by, at least I'll stand up for them and I'll get schar for that. So the question is, Reb Zeira didn't want to waste a second. If I can't learn, let me at least be Mekayim a mitzvah. Das kein Mefashtein. But I'll get schar for it. You know, that's not the way of the Chachamim. That's not the way of the Tzaddikim. Chazal say, Al tiyu kavodim amsham shenes arav, amanasal kabel pras. So what's that? Let me do this and I'll get schar. I'll do the mitzvah. But why is he concentrating on the schar? It's a shtickl pel. They saw a Teres brought down from Bnei Yisoska that there's a Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah that says that for the schar of standing up for Talmidei Chachamim, a person is zoichet to Yerushalayim. So if that's the case, then it's a mitzvah to go after that schar. You know, if the schar is Yerushalayim, it's Adarabba, a person should do everything possible for that. So when he said, I'll be Makabel schar, he didn't just mean I'll get a reward. He meant I'll get the schar of Yerushalayim. And that's why it's good. You know, he wanted to do it b'davka. If I can't learn, let me get the schar of Yerushalayim. She said, that's marumas in the pasuk over here. Then they save a tokum, v'adar to pnei zokin, and then v'yoreisam elikecha ani Hashem. If you'll stand up for a zokin and you'll give cover to talmidei chachamim, the schar for that is v'yoreisam elikecha, v'yizoicha to Yerushalayim ani Hashem. Aguten Shabbos, everybody. Yes. I'm going to